Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Founders, Speech to a Nation in Crisis by Stephen Rabb, is a political and historical reflection built around a reconstructed address from the American founding generation. Rather than presenting a conventional history or a single author argument, the book assembles words from founding era documents, letters, and speeches into a unified narrative that imagines what the founders might say to Americans facing modern divisions and institutional strain. It begins with a contemporary framing device in which the founders are brought back to debate the message they must deliver, then develops that message across themes central to the American Republic. The result is both interpretive and rhetorical. It seeks to defend the principles of constitutional government while applying them to present-day debates about liberty, law, speech, religion, and tyranny. The book is aimed at readers who want a concise, accessible, and explicitly principle-driven reminder of the political ideals that shaped the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reconstructed founder's address built from primary source language. The most distinctive feature of the book is its method. Stephen Rabb does not simply summarize the founding fathers or comment on them from the outside. He composes a single speech by weaving together the actual words of founders and later statesmen into a continuous argument. That approach gives the book a documentary feel, while still allowing it to function as a cohesive modern reading experience. Because the text is assembled from primary sources, the emphasis falls on continuity of principle rather than on one author's ideology. Readers encounter the founding generation as a collective moral and political voice, which creates a sense of authority and immediacy. This structure also makes the book unusual in the political history category. It is less an analysis of the founders than an interpretive performance of their ideas. The method is designed to persuade by accumulation, showing how repeated themes across letters, speeches, and public documents reinforce a coherent understanding of American founding ideals. Secondly, a modern crisis frame that connects 18th century ideas to contemporary America. The book opens with a fictionalized present-day setting at Independence Hall, where the founders are imagined as returning to debate what they would say to the nation. That framing device matters because it turns historical material into an argument about urgency. Instead of treating the founding as remote heritage, the book presents it as a living reference point for current political confusion, institutional distrust, and cultural polarization. The contemporary frame also helps explain the book's purpose. It is not merely nostalgic, but corrective. By staging a conversation across time, Rabb suggests that modern disputes can be clarified by returning to first principles rather than to partisan slogans. This structure gives readers a bridge from historical language to current public concerns. It also creates an accessible entry point for readers who may not usually read founding era documents directly. The book therefore works both as a civic reminder and as a translation of older political thought into a language aimed at present-day crisis. Thirdly, defense of constitutional liberty, rule of law, and limited government. A central thread in the book is the defense of the constitutional order that the founders created. The assembled speech emphasizes the rule of law, the structure of republican government, and the idea that liberty depends on institutions, not just on personal preference or political passion. This matters because many books about the founding focus only on abstract ideals, while this one ties those ideals to civic discipline and restraint. The message is that freedom survives when authority is limited, laws are stable, and public officials understand their obligations. The book, therefore, reads as a warning against government overreach and against a culture that treats power as a substitute for principle. By drawing on founding-era language, Rabb reinforces the idea that the Constitution was designed to protect ordered liberty, not unlimited choice. That makes the book especially relevant for readers interested in how the original American political philosophy balanced freedom with structure, and why that balance remains vulnerable in periods of national stress. Fourthly, religious liberty and freedom of speech as markers of a healthy republic. The book repeatedly returns to issues that are foundational in American civic life, especially religious liberty and freedom of speech. These are not treated as separate policy topics, but as measures of whether the republic is remaining faithful to its origins. In the book's logic, a nation that weakens conscience rights or suppresses expression is not simply changing regulations. It is drifting away from the conditions that make self-government possible. Rabb's use of founding sources helps frame these liberties as more than modern preferences. They appear instead as inherited principles rooted in a broader understanding of human dignity, public virtue, and limited political authority. This dimension gives the book a moral seriousness that goes beyond partisan argument. It is concerned with the habits of a free people and with the danger that a society can lose its constitutional culture even while retaining its institutions. For readers, this section of the book functions as both a historical reminder and a civic test of whether contemporary America still protects the freedoms it once declared essential. Lastly, a civic call to recover the founders as a shared reference point. Beyond its historical material, the book functions as a civic appeal. Its underlying claim is that the founders should not be reduced to symbolic figures in culture war debates, but should be read as a source of shared political memory. By presenting their words in a unified speech, RAB tries to restore their relevance as a common reference point for citizens, officials, and institutions. That makes the book especially suitable for readers who want a compact resource for teaching, discussion, or personal reflection on American principles. It is also why the book has been received as a reiteration of the nation's founding ethos rather than as a neutral survey. The intended effect is to prompt readers to compare present practice with original ideals and to ask whether public life is still aligned with them. In that sense, the book is less about antiquarian interest than about civic orientation. Its value lies in making foundational ideas memorable, accessible, and directly connected to national self-understanding. In conclusion, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis will appeal most to readers interested in American political thought, the Constitution, civic education, and the historical roots of liberty. It is especially useful for legislators, public servants, teachers, students, and general readers who want a short but focused reminder of the principles that shaped the United States. The practical benefit of the book is its accessibility. It condenses a wide range of founding era material into a form that can be read quickly, revisited easily, and used as a reference for discussion. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not merely quote the founders in isolation. Instead, it organizes their words into a single argumentative speech, making the founding principles feel cumulative and interconnected. Compared with standard histories or political commentaries, this gives the book a more direct rhetorical purpose. It is designed to persuade readers that liberty depends on constitutional limits, civil speech, religious freedom, and respect for the rule of law. For readers looking for a compact, source-driven, and explicitly civic work on America's founding ideals, it offers a distinctive blend of history, interpretation, and public warning. If you would like to support Stephen Rabb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.